Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coach Art joins us right now on the waitforward.com hotline here on Dukes and Bill. Coach Arthur Smith, I'm guessing it was fun and sun for you, right, for the last week, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, it was good to get a little, you know, breather. Came at a good time. The weather was awesome around Atlanta. And, you know, did some self-scouting and got a little bit of jump on Miami and was able to hang out with the kids. So it was a great
nice.
Weekend.
Well, we didn't get a chance because you had some time off to congratulate you on a win that we were waiting. I know you probably got wore out with us asking you every week about when are we going to see that tight end do something. And Kyle Pitts just had a monster coming out party, didn't he?
Yeah, you know, he's gotten better every week. And the thing is, it's hard now, especially in today's age with, you know, everything's instantaneous. And we all know that. And that's what makes it fun. You know, it makes it exciting, and the hype around the league, whatever. And Kyle, he preached patience, and he's coming along, and you know it's going to happen at some point, and we're really pleased with him, and hopefully he can continue to do it. But really good performance by him in London, as all our guys. You know, we got a lot of guys that step up and a lot of unselfish guys, so it was good to see.
Coach, after 5 weeks, you talked about self-evaluating, self-scouting. Where is the evaluation of our team? Is it where you thought it would be after 5 weeks? What do you feel like we're doing well?
Well, I say this every week. I think the biggest key to this job is to be objective, regardless of the result. Obviously, you got to win. That's stating the obvious here. But I think what happens when you get in trouble is, you know, you win and you know some things are not trending in the right direction, but they've been covered up. Maybe a guy made a play, you know, at the end, and it covered up a lot of mistakes or whatever. Or you see things that are progressing the right way and the results aren't there yet. It's hard, but you gotta be patient there. So, you know, we give ourselves a chance right now in midseason to keep getting better. You want to be able to make a push right now because you want to be in it, obviously, come December in the hunt for the playoffs. So, you're obviously optimistic for the season. You don't want to start 0-2, but the reality is we're 2-3. And we got a great opportunity ahead of us.
It is Coach Arthur Smith, guys, of your Atlanta Falcons with us right here on the WadeFord.com hotline. I know that we have been on this show, Coach, have been supportive of Jalen Mayfield, and he seems like he's getting better and better each week. And now we do get Josh Andrews back, but it looks like we're still waiting to see, and I don't know how much you can tell us about Caleb McGarry. Who would be plugged in at right tackle if McGarry can't go?
Yeah, it, Jalen's done a good job at left guard. Obviously, you know, he played tackle. We had some injuries early in camp, and we had to put him over there, and it's good for him. It's life in the NFL, and he's kind of settled in at guard. So, you know, I'm not going to move him from guard. I feel very confident in Spriggs and Gossett, and, you know, we'll make a decision on Saturday. There's still a chance Caleb could come back, but you got to plan for him not to be there this week. And then we got a lot of confidence in Jason Spriggs or Colby Gossett. So it's kind of where we're at right there at that spot. And that's life in the NFL. There's going to be something every week.
Coach, Ridley's back. And we were talking about this with other analysts and folks. You know, he's not had a 100-yard game yet. I know he didn't play in London. But do you feel like you're getting what you need from Calvin? Is there more there that you feel like we should be getting? And I say we as the fan base, looking at Calvin over the first 5 or 6 weeks?
I think, obviously, for all of us, I think we can do more, and that's the name of the game, and that's why I keep preaching. We got to get better week after week, and things are going to pay off. We'll be a really dangerous offense the more threats we have on the field, and guys got to take them. You know, we don't want to become isolation. I mean, I think there's a natural evolution where certain guys kind of, you know, they're going to break away from the pack, and, you know, Calvin's a really good player, and he's a big part of our offense, and like I said, I think he's had a really good week of practice so far. Right. So we'll see. I know this, you know, we're a better offense, more healthy bodies we have, and we have all our players. But when you deal with injuries and things come up, there's a lot of depth here, and there's a lot of unsung heroes. You go back to that London game and some of the things that don't go on the stat sheet that OZ or Tajay do, or Christian Blake. Can't say enough good things about those guys either.
And the thing we've been talking about, Coach, when we first heard you got hired here, we're like, wow, man, that balanced attack. I obviously want to try to run the football. How do you feel we're running the ball? I thought we ran it enough where the Jets really had to respect or had to buy in the play action, which opened so many things up in your offense. But how do you feel the run game's coming along?
It's coming along. You know, that's the thing is a lot of times, you know, you're going in year one. We got a lot of different versatility with the backs that we have, obviously with Mike and then CP. And then obviously Gallman's getting in the mix a little bit, who adds a little different dynamic, who I think is a pretty good wide zone, tight zone runner as well. And so it's kind of a, you know, multiple personnel attack there in the run game, and then even getting in sync with the line and the quarterbacks and the wide outs. You see signs of it. Certainly in London, it was better. And then the more, and it's not like you have to have a fixed number. You know, some people believe in that. Hey, we got to have this number of carries. To me, it's the balance is to not be obvious. You just don't want to be obvious. And when you get behind the sticks or you get down, you know, three possessions in the second half, that's when too many things can get ugly. But I think it's coming along. You know, we've been close. We had some runs in the Washington game. Again, I feel we're going to break through here pretty soon. And that's what we're working towards. The line's doing a good job.
Coach, let's turn the page and talk about these Dolphins. You saw them, right, in training camp, and I know that's not like game situation, but you guys spent a couple of days down there. I remember you saying you felt good about your work. What do you know about this team that's 1-5 now? They haven't looked well, but that doesn't mean anything in the NFL, does it?
No, it doesn't mean anything. You know, and whether or not, like, they're coming, they played in London. We played there 2 weeks ago. We took the bye. They didn't. You know, I think there's a lot. You know, you got to do what's best for your team. But I know this. Regardless, when that ball's kicked off, it's an NFL game. These guys are going to be ready to roll. It's a good staff down there. You know, they've gone through, you know, some injuries. They play multiple fronts, multiple coverages. Obviously, they had some injuries. The quarterback, Tua, played last week. He looked good. It's going to be a good, big challenge. And I kind of treat it like a divisional game. You know, when Flores and I, Brian and I talked about getting together, you got really good work in, but there's no, like, state secrets were shared down there. We didn't get into some situational practice. I mean, it was just good, clean work, and that's what we wanted. We didn't have any, you know, ridiculous fights and not. It was really competitive practice in a hot environment. We got to go, you know, I thought it, you know, early in the year, we knew we were going to play down in South Florida twice. You know, we played in Tampa early this year, and now we got to go down to Miami. So they'll be ready to roll, and we expect to see the best from the Dolphins on Sunday.
2-3, the Falcons right now, as Coach Arthur Smith joins us. And we were kind of talking, Carl and I, all throughout the season about the surprise that Cordarrelle Patterson is. And I mean, I know that – I guess the question was, Coach, why hasn't other coaches used him the way you're using this guy? Because he's like the ultimate Swiss Army knife. He can do it all.
Well, it's because Art Smith is brilliant. Come on, Mike.
how's that for an ass-kissing question, Coach?
No, sadly, I don't have that kind of ego or arrogance. You know, all I know is, when we've had CP here, he's done a really good job, and his role continues to evolve. He's a really good football player, and that's kind of how I look at a lot of these guys. I joke that we got guys that can play a lot of positions other than Lee Smith, although maybe we could play Lee at tackle if he gets a little bigger. But he's on pace for a career year. He's just got to get past 12 receptions, and Lee Smith's going to break his career high here soon. So we'll be excited for him. But these guys are doing a good job. CP's had a heck of a season so far, and I think he could keep evolving it. So, like I said, I'm glad he's here.
Yeah. You know what's funny, Coach? When we had him on, when you guys first signed him, we got him on, and I asked him, I said, "You still fast?" He was like, "Am I?" He was like, it was almost insulting. Like, you know, yeah, I still run 4.4. What's up? So we've been able to see him utilize all those skills. I want to ask you this, because when it happened and I'm watching, I said to myself, what would Coach Art do? I'm watching the Bills-Titans the other night. I don't know if you saw this, Coach. And Titans, you know, they end up winning the game, but Coach McDermott for the Bills is at the 3-yard line. He has a chance to kick the field goal, take it in overtime. Instead, they go for it. And obviously, they don't get it. It's a quarterback sneak, and, you know, Josh Allen slips. Would you have gone for it?
You know, the thing is, we talk about all the time. I think what you're seeing in the trend you know, at some point this all becomes flat, because I think everybody, this happened in baseball, everybody kind of hired the same guys from the same talent pool with the same numbers of analytics. And I think what you're seeing, certainly the people were, especially in plus field, are going forward on fourth and three and less. Really, you say fourth and two to fourth and one. The numbers are trending higher. And I think that's, you know, then it becomes flat. You know, and at the end of the day, you got to make the best decision. And I'm not going to sit here and second guess Sean McDermott. I wouldn't do that to another coach. Obviously, if we're in that situation, you got to factor in a lot of things. We know what the numbers say. It's trending up now, I believe. The last one that I've got in front of me, it's about 66% right now, fourth and one. Guys are going for it. Obviously, what you call has an effect. You know, who you're playing, you're on the road, you got a chance to go win it right then. You can't fault them, like I said. So
for going for it,
yeah. At all. It depends on, you know, the quarterback we're playing, how the defense is playing. There's all those things, and that's what I get paid to do, to make that decision. You know what the numbers are, and if you're going to go for it, let's go. Let's go get our best play to go, and then go for the win. So I can't fault them. It's easy for me to say I wasn't in that moment.
Right.
So it's not for me to second guess them.
Has this, just last question, has this been everything you thought it was going to be? I mean, any other than some of the injury stuff, curveballs thrown at you, what you expect in your first year?
Yeah, you prepare for it. You know, there's things that come up. You got to expect there's going to be something every day that crosses, and that's what you sign up for. It always, like I said, there's it always makes me laugh when guys get up here and they feel like a victim because they've been criticized, or that's what you sign up for. There's going to be issues. There's going to be problems. You're going to deal with injuries, and you got to deal with what the situation is and try to problem solve. But I enjoy the heck out of it. I feel fortunate as hell to be in this city and to be coaching the Falcons. So there's, you know, certainly is there anything you try to prepare for, but there's always something that surprises you.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck down there in Miami. Let's go get another win. And we'll be cheering you guys on. Appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you next week, Coach.
No, I really appreciate you guys. And like I said, so hopefully we can get a win and I can drink my Hey Man.
There it is. Enjoy it.
And hey, the watermelon lime too. I'm looking forward to trying both of them.
So. Yeah, they're good, Coach. They're good. We appreciate it, Coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.